Good. Okay, good morning. It is now 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, January 8th, 2020. And the January meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. Roll call. Dale Nyblade, present.
Sherry Mays, present.
Michael Searle, present.
Suzanne Coleman, present.
Also, we have joining us here is our Assistant Attorney General, Scott Donald, as well as our Executive Director, Megan Dorian. Declarations of conflicts of interest. Any declarations? Okay, let's move on. Number three, review, discuss, and approval of the December 4th minutes.
I will make a motion to accept the December 4th regular board minutes.
I will second that.
Okay, we got a, let's see, we got Sherry's motion and Eileen's second as well as Susie's second. So we've got a first and an Eileen second. And any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Minutes are approved as written. Agency operation, review, discuss, and possible legal action.
The 2019 licensed dispensing optician renewals have been almost over with 94% completion as of today. The late renewal period starts January 1st and ends on January 31st. The notice was sent to their licensees on January 2nd, 2020. Have not renewed yet. So that would be the final notice to them for late renewal.
Okay. Thank you for the update. Number five, possible violation. We've got a no establishment license in Marnette Delaney Sholo East. As you guys remember, this will be the fourth one in the last year for establishment license violations. I think we have to just do what we've done before and approach them and offer the consent agreement. And since this is their fourth violation, this fine would be $1,000.
I agree.
Any other discussion?
Should we just up it to 1,000 or is it, should we increase it for deterrent?
Okay. Thousands are max. Hey, it's 250, 500, 750. So that's going to be our max of what we can find anybody. And so I think we need to, we need a motion for that. I'd entertain a motion to have Scott and Megan get with Barnett Delaney and pursue the consent agreement process that we have done in the past.
Okay, I'll make a motion to have Megan and Scott draw up a consent agreement for $1,000, as this is their fourth occurrence.
It's been moved by Sherry.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Michael. I know you got a little delay there, Suzanne.
Yes.
Any more further discussion on this? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Terry, aye.
Oh, hi, Terry. Happy New Year.
Hi, Gary.
Happy New Year.
So let's, it's motion is passed. Let's have our Assistant Attorney General and Executive Director approach them and offer the consent agreement and stipulate that because it's the fourth time, this is why the fine is now $1,000 instead of the $750 which last time. General discussion, rule change overview. We want to hear this one.
Good news. Arizona Board of Dispensing Optician rulemaking was heard on January 7th, 2020, yesterday, study session, without further questions. The GRC, Governor's Regulatory Review Council meeting, will be in January 14, 2020, so in five days, so 6 days, I believe.
So then our rule changes. We'll then get approved at that time.
Yes.
Questions for us?
CEs.
Which one is that, CE application?
Yes, R420-120.
Right.
Yes. Continue education.
Cool.
Cool. Contact lens selling overview? Nothing over the holidays?
No.
Okay. application for licensure. Do we want to do, Scott, get some legal advice on the first one? It's an application for renewal from Julie R. Jensen. And we would like to move into executive session so we can have a chance to talk to you a little bit about some legal direction.
Would that be a motion to go into executive session?
I'm begging for the motion to come.
Sorry, I'll make a motion to go into executive session so we can discuss 6A.
Okay. I drag it out, try to get someone to pipe up. Okay, moved by Sherry, seconded by Michael. Thank you, public. We'll call you back. It is 10:36. We are now adjourning into executive session.